it means to be an American. America is freedom, and freedom is special and rare.
We, the people of this great nation.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We, the people of this great nation.
Good morning, my fellow patriots and Americans out there. Today is a good day, aside from the fact that Joe Biden, Wrecking Ball Joe, is still our president. So Biden, apparently, they're playing the same old tricks and the same old games that they played while he was basement Biden. Apparently, they just cut him off as soon as he made a mistake and he started rambling on. They ended a virtual event right on the spot. No transparency whatsoever, guys. We have a senile president in the United States of America. And I'm going to tell you, this is an embarrassment. Should be an embarrassment for everyone out there. Should be an embarrassment for every Democrat, Republican, everyone who's an American in this country. Such sad moments. So the House today passed a bill, which is, it has several things to it, because you know the Democrats are never transparent on any of their stuff. Their bills always have a bunch of nice little juicy things in between them. Part of the bill has a election reform in it, when it's really supposed to be about police reform and the no-knock policy that we have in the police department. Again, they're decriminalizing criminals and making law enforcement look like they're criminals. This is what they're doing. We're living in the saddest times we can. We're living in the saddest times in this country. I mean, honestly, this is just sad. This is pathetic. And I don't even know where I stand when it comes to all this stuff, because it's just madness. In all honesty, it's all madness. And if we don't get this shit together, our country's going to fall apart and we're not even going to have a country to call America anymore, or a country to call home, nevertheless. So, again, we have so many interesting turn of events. Unfortunately, there was a shooting in Arkansas. A student was shot during the first day of his in-person school. People haven't met with each other. People have been isolated. Kids have been isolated from one another. Everything that happens in all these blue states. Arkansas is not a blue state, but when you see all these schools reopening and you start seeing all this craziness happen, this is all due to the Democrats' ridiculous and radical movements towards this whole COVID-19 situation. Kept kids away from socializing with one another. Kept them isolated, and now they don't know how to act amongst each other. It's like anything. Put a man in jail for 3 years, he comes out institutionalized. Imagine kids that they're not fully developed. And then we got Gavin Newsom, great Gavin Newsom. Oh my God, surpasses 1.9 million signatures. This guy may be getting out of office quicker than we thought. And Andrew Cuomo refuses and makes the weakest apology I've ever seen. I mean, it's laughable. And apparently, he's not planning on resigning. He says he will not resign. Pride, my friends, pride. The left does no wrong. But again, more accusations will come out. More accusations are going to come out. These people are no saints. They're far from it. Dr. Q has said it many times on this show. These are not good people. The left are extremely dangerous. They'll do anything to divide this country. They'll do anything to get their way. They'll do anything to win a fucking election. Sad but true. I don't look at these people like Americans. I look at them like traitors. That is what I look at them like. Just like I look at Joe Biden. As an illegitimate president. It's disgusting to me. Now, This is the irony of all this, right? So now everyone knows they need Trump. So everybody knows it. So this is, I mean, you can't make this shit up. Governor Kemp says he will actually support Donald Trump on his presidential run. You know why? Because Governor Kemp needs Donald Trump, not the other way around. Donald Trump doesn't need Governor Kemp. But the problem is what these people don't realize is that when Trump comes in there, he's going to single-handedly dismantle all these rhinos and every single person that went against 74 million plus people's votes and certified an illegal election by all means. Not because I'm Q, because I don't believe in Q, we all know this. Not because I just follow legislative law. They didn't follow the rules. Very simple. A lot of illegal votes were casted that should have never been casted. That's it. Plain and simple. And that's without throwing in Dominion, the irregularities of people and dumping in the middle of the night and all this craziness that went on during the election. Went to sleep thinking Donald Trump won the election. Woke up, Donald Trump was losing the election. Just doesn't make fucking sense. Anyways, without any further ado, the one and the only. So what's up, Q? How are you today on this splendid day? I'm sure you made millions of dollars in the stock market today.
Lost millions of dollars.
Hey, listen, we're in the same boat, bro. God. We're in the same boat. This stock market is so... This stock market is so erratic that I honestly, I'm starting to think, and I'm actually talking to financial advisors. I really do think this shit is going to burst. I think it's going to burst. I think that this shit's going to, it's going to crash.
100% going to crash. Very soon too.
And we're going to take the major hit on it. So, because I'm pot committed. I can't let go of these fucking stocks I have. I mean, if I let go of them, I lose the money. You lose for real. If you hope that maybe they can go back to their normal price and you can just get back your original money, then at least you have some hope, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, they can't just, you know, crashes, number one, if it's one stock, it's not going to affect you. I mean, it's going to affect you, obviously. But I'm saying if you have that one stock that makes a crash, you know, you win no matter what. You know, they're not going to... They can't take your money, you know? They got insurance for that, you know?
Oh, I know that. I mean, no, they don't have insurance for that. A stock can go to zero and you lose all your money.
No, if it's a stock that you actually chose and it makes the stock market crash, you still win. You're not going to lose.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So, okay. Not forever. So by the way, Wrecking Ball Joe. I came in like a wrecking ball. Just thought I had to throw this in there. He actually said this today. Joe Biden. Listen to how idiotic this man is. He called all the states that are opening up. All of them are a bunch of Neanderthals. This coming from a man that allowed 108 illegal immigrants to enter the United States with COVID-19. He's calling everybody else that's opening up, that's finally tired of this shit, want to go back to normality, want to go back to living the regular American life, the regular American dream that we live. He's calling them Neanderthals. Yet he brought in illegal immigrants, one, and they were tested positive for COVID-19. Good job. I mean, again... it just proves, look, we have Donald Trump on one side. Donald Trump took down ISIS. And then we have Joe Biden. He took down Dr. Seuss. You know, that's what we have.
Come on, man.
I mean, we have a joke of a president. This guy is a joke. As much as people wanted to hate on Donald Trump because of the way he spoke, Joe Biden every single day is proving that we were on the right side of history, ladies and gentlemen. Am I correct, Q?
Of course.
So what was it? You had late breaking. I don't know if you want to jump into the emails because we got some emails.
Yeah, must get them over and done with, you know?
Huh?
I say must get them done and over with, you know, first.
Might as get it over and done with. I look forward to the emails that we get from our viewers. What's wrong with you?
No, no, I'm just saying, like, start them first because, like, you know, it depends how long it takes, you know?
Okay, this is from Luke. March 4th. March 4th today. Well, he sent this yesterday, but March 4th is tomorrow. If nothing happens, then Dr. Q will never financially recover. Laugh out loud. We should start a GoFundMe for Dr. Q. LOL. Can you also give me Dr. Q's email? Dr. Q's email is Dr. Q, D-O-C-T-O-R, and the letter Q, at therepublicannation.com. And then, let me get this straight. What were you going to say, Q? I want to see your response to Luke.
Number one, I don't get paid. So. I'll be fine.
He'll be wearing a mask, guys. He's already been showing me pictures on Amazon of these masks that you can change your whole facial appearance. He's just going to walk amongst the crowd and nobody's going to know it's him.
Shit.
All right, so we got Miranda. Hey, just want to say thanks for reading my email. Y'all are awesome. Also, I don't know what kind of music you and Q like, but y'all need to go on YouTube and search for Tom McDonald. He's a rapper. I'm going to tell you a story about Tom McDonald. He's a rapper that tell it how it is. I think y'all will like this lyrics. Very poetic. Definitely check out Clown World. And No Lives Matter, also canceled. If y'all get a chance, he has several good ones. They are fire, but thanks again. I know exactly, coincidentally, thank you, Miranda. I personally listen to hip-hop. I mean, I grew up in that era of hip-hop in the early 90s and, you know, and 2000s. Now I'm more into oldies, believe it or not. As I've aged, I'm more into the 80s, the 50s. I'm very obsessed with 50s music. The 80s and early 90s music, and a lot of rock. I like Nirvana and groups like that. But I know exactly who Tom McDonald is because Tom McDonald was brought up in my stream the other day. He happens to be a Canadian that raps. This is a thing. Somebody told me that a rapper wanted to be on my stream, a mega rapper. I only thought there was one. I had no idea there's a bunch of them. I mean, there's so many of them. I can't even explain it. Like, when people were like, oh, who is it? Is it Tracy something? Is it this guy? Is it this guy? And I'm like, all these rappers exist? These are all mega rappers? I was like, wow, this is a thing. Which is interesting.
Are you saying mega rappers?
Yeah, they literally rap. They literally rap based on, like, Donald Trump and the stuff that's going on.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty good, too.
Well, I mean, I'm going to post one up here for Miranda. I want to see the one because everybody keeps talking to me about Clown World. And I want to know what the hell this is, Clown World. Here it is. Apparently, it was uploaded 5 days ago. All right, so let's see what... and canceled, I see. Wow, this guy is pretty intense. Yeah, he's Canadian. But he's more American than a lot of these fucking Democrats, I'll tell you that much. This guy's definitely hardcore. So, I mean, let's see what he's got.
You worry about leaving a better planet for our kids. How about leaving better kids for our planet? Entire generation offended at everything, getting mad that a human thinks all lives matter. We don't need black or white or left or right. What we need is common sense. We need balance. We're all in the same boat. Why are you trying to make holes? If they think we think this is madness. I'm offended that you're offended by me taking offense. Can't build a wall. Why does your house have a fence? I believe in two genders. I'm not mad at the rest. I'm just confused when a dude has a beard and some breasts. We won't always agree. No,
wow.
I don't hate all beliefs. No, I don't think that the system's racist. I just think the system hates peace. Oh, I've been fighting violence with more violence is what they want. Viruses and riots, people dying. We won't stay home. Black lives matter. All lives matter. What's all this division for? It's modern segregation. This is setting up a civil war. Burn the circus down, cause the world is full of clowns. They're all stupid and they're proud. Painted smiles on their mouths. I don't hang with some of those, homie. I can't be around you. Anyone who knows me knows my feet are fitted clown shoes. When I was a child, the only races that we hated were the ones that we ran and didn't win. And we stopped playing with each other, started hating on each other, started noticing the color of our skin. Christians and atheists, immigrants, racists,
Wow. Of the breed. Nope, I don't hate all police. Nope, your thoughts and opinions ain't facts and they are not defining my reality. Nope, I think faking facts and vibes is probably what has got us here. United States is great regardless. That's what we've forgotten here. Black lives matter. All lives matter. What's all this division for? It's modern segregation. This is setting up a civil war. Burn the circus down. The world is full of clowns. They're all stupid and they're proud. They smile on their mouths. I don't hang with bozos, homie. I can't be around you. Anyone who knows me knows my feet don't fit in clown shoes. They tell you be yourself and then they judge you on the internet till everybody hates you for it. If Jesus was alive, I swear to God that y'all would cancel him. Because lately being negative is the real new normal. Yeah, if you're thick, you're fat, you're rich, you're bad, you're poor, you're black, you're white, you're whack. They lie, it's facts. My generation needs a bunch of free condoms. Common sense ain't that common. This is what they want. This is how they plan it. This is to control everyone on the planet. And we put each other in caskets, protest and panic. And they take advantage to manage the damage. We won't always agree. No, freedom doesn't come free. No, there was people fighting, dying overseas so that you could have freedom and be. Oh, I think the elites are real, but they ain't drinking baby's blood. They're creating chaos so they have something to save you from. Black lives matter. All lives matter. What's all this division for? It's modern segregation. This is setting up a civil war. Burn the circus down because the world is full.
This is really good.
They're all stupid and they're proud. They just smiles on their mouths. I don't hang with bozos, homie. I can't be around you. Anyone who knows me knows my feet don't fit in clown shoes.
Wow, this is really good. Q, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, this guy's amazing. This guy's amazing.
Who is this? What's his name?
His name is Tom McDonald. His lyrics are phenomenal. I mean, his lyrics are... I never heard any of his songs. Phenomenal.
What do you look like?
Full of tattoos on his face.
He's
hair. Huh?
Long hair?
Yeah, long hair. He's got a piercing in his nose. He's from Canada. Moved to the States. It's funny how all these people, well, I mean, not him in particular, but I'll jump to Justin Bieber. I mean, if Canada's so good, why do these people move over here to become millionaires, huh? Interesting. But yeah, apparently he seems to be extremely good, and he seems to be one of those guys that... that he's actually extremely popular. Like, he's making a lot of money.
By himself.
Huh?
He does everything by himself.
Yeah, he's self-made.
Yep.
Yeah, this guy's definitely... Thank you so much, Miranda Whitney. This was amazing. This guy's amazing. I just wanted people to listen to him. Because a lot of people think hip-hop and the bad words. Nobody wants to hear bad words. And I understand I have a lot of an older crowd that listens to my show as well. But sometimes it's good to know things.
What it is, hip hop rap used to be the same way that guy raps. You know, it teaches you something, everything, you know, that they, you know, rap about. But now, you know, it's just such a different culture because they're trying to manipulate everybody's minds
it's never been like that. You want me to tell you something? Maybe hip hop for one or two years was talking about the struggles and all that stuff, but hip hop quickly turned violent. It turned violent from Tupac, from Notorious B.I.G. It all turned into violence on the streets, how they make money, drug money's the best.
Right.
It's a great way to influence the youth to commit crimes because these people are followed by the youth.
But I'm talking about earlier than that.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Run DMC. You're talking about the 80s. I know exactly. Yeah, I mean, times have changed so much. I mean, music used to be something that was music. Like, it actually sounded nice. People were talking about love stories. Like, I mean, I can't get enough of, I know that maybe I'm an old man. Donna. By Richie Valens. I know that it's old school. I'm taking you back to the fucking 50s, but I mean, that was music that made you feel good. You were talking a story about it. You're a woman you love. I mean, now it's Oh, bitches and hoes, making money, stealing drugs. I mean, there was a guy that got...
They're indoctrinating people.
There's literally a guy that got indicted. Listen to how stupid this is. This man was doing some sort of like scam with... He was doing a scam with the state of California, getting free money during COVID-19. He actually made a rap song about what he was doing, and then he got indicted by the feds. Like, he was, like, showing on how he was doing the scam. He was talking about how he did the scam. He was actually really doing the scam. He self-funded the rap video, and he got fucking indicted. I mean, and it's crazy. But I think, look, this is a question for you. This is from Robert. The title is Dr. Q gonna kick your ass soon. I really appreciate your honesty about the situation with you and your brother. I'm dealing with a lot of that myself between my brother and my dad and a lot of his friends. He's 85, my father, and having a hard time in the last few years hanging on to the old buddies who has been very close to for 50 plus years because of different political views. I sit back and I watch his relationships he wrote around him. More and more, I hear my father and my brother clashing over things going on politically. And the sad part is my brother's not very political, nor my father. But for some reason, when topics come up, things get heated up easily. In my 50 years of life, I've never seen it this bad, the political divide. I really think it's ruining our country. Hearing you discuss openly about your brother and your situation gives me hope that there is a way to mend a lot of differences in this country lately. You know we got to stick together. We're all America first. We got to keep telling ourselves before we are lefties or righties, we are all Americans. There are a lot of people in the countries and in the countries that want to see us implode when they can't let them get to us. That we cannot let them get to that point. I need reading glasses, man. That being said, I think Dr. Q is going to kick your ass soon. You are pushing his buttons like I've never heard before. LOL, it makes me piss myself. You better check that boat of yours for any leaks before going out too far to sea and your brake lines on that 2006 Range Rover. Q and the gang are some screwy motherfuckers. Have a great day. Resist any advances of Dr. Q inviting himself over for a deep sea fishing adventure. You may not make it back. First and foremost, me and Dr. Q go back for a long time, but that was very amusing. Yeah, Dr. Q, if anything, Dr. Q needs to worry about me. I'm the one that knows the spots here in the ocean. But that being said, I expressed it because I know so many people are going through this. This is like so sad. And I've just made a decision that I do this again. This is very different for me. I do this 24/7. I'm literally doing this during the day, at night, all the time. I try not to bring it home. My wife has asked me not to talk about politics, so I avoid it. My mother-in-law, for example, my mother-in-law's from Sweden. We know what political, what she stands for politically. She's an old school Swede, and she voted for Hillary and she voted for Joe Biden. I made a decision myself, and my wife asked me to not to talk politics around her because it really irritates her and it gets her angry. So then I was like, you know what? I won't. What's the point of getting people angry? And maybe you having an intervention or something, or talking to your brother and your dad and telling them, man, just leave politics out of it. And maybe them getting engaged in something or going to my stream and attacking me, I'll take the hits. If they want to fight with me, if any of these old school men want to argue with me toe to toe when they want to tell me I'm a bigot, I'm a racist, whatever they want to call me, they can feel free. I can be their punching bag. That's what I tell everybody on my stream. I tell them, let me be your punching bag so when you go home, you're not fighting with your family. Because at the end of the day, yes, we're all Americans. And a lot of the people on the left, they just don't know what they're voting for. They're really just ignorant. They call us the ignorant group and they call us the ones that don't know anything. But in reality, we're witnessing it every single day. I mean, look at Joe Biden and the decisions that he's making. We're forgetting women's rights. because apparently transgender rights are more important than women rights. We're witnessing a clown show. I mean, that fucking song was perfect, but it should have been Joe Biden's face on his music video. This guy is a clown. But you know what? They'll defend it till the end. The truth really hurts. And when people make a mistake, the hardest thing to do is for them to admit that they made that mistake. So the best thing to do is, and you should tell this to your dad, but I know how older generations are. Like, my dad's the same way, very stubborn. So they don't want to give in. His friends don't want to give in. Nobody wants to be that person that initiates the, I'm sorry, or let's just be friends again, let's forget. So maybe giving your dad and telling your dad, listen, you know, you should reach out to your friends and all that and tell them, listen, we've been friends for too long. We've been together through thick and thin. We love America. We can agree on that. We both love America. We just have different views on how to get there. That's it. How to get America, how to make America great. Don't, well, maybe not say make America great because it'll probably trigger a lefty, but we all want America to be the best. And you just tell them, we just don't have to talk about politics anymore. Family comes first. You should tell your brother, though, that your dad is getting older and he doesn't want to be in a fight with your dad or heat up things with your dad and cause something. I'm going to tell you another story that's pretty tragic. And this is something that you cannot ever take back. My uncle, my blood uncle from my dad's side, he got into an argument over something, not politics, but it was over the fishing business that they owned in the Florida Keys with his dad, which is my grandfather, my dad's father. He had a stroke. And then in that argument, and when he had the stroke, went to the hospital and he died about 2 months later. So a lot of tragic things can happen from an argument. Even if it's just a heated argument, it's not worth it. Maybe tell your brother that because he may not have an opportunity if something like that occurs. Just some food for thought. Q, what's your opinion on this?
I mean, definitely. Family's everything. I mean, the thing is, you know, like I said, they're indoctrinating everybody. Kids, adults, everybody. Teachers, I mean, it's horrible, and you know, you got to use your own intuition, you know, to figure out what's going on, because you know, God gives you intuition to know what's really happening, but you got to listen to it. So, I mean, when something doesn't sound right, you know, you got to like question it, and you know, especially when it comes to family, family's always first. They're before friends. They're before, you know, any authorities, for anybody. I mean, you should always go home and, you know, have no argument about any kind of political, you know, in regards to, you know, when it comes to your family, because that's just absolutely ridiculous. But I'm glad that, you know, everything's going good. You know, hopefully, you know, things get better, you know, with your family. But, I mean, that's it. Just, you have to show the love to the family first.
Family always comes first, man. Politics come and go. These politicians, they'll be in our lives 20 years from now. Donald Trump won't matter. He will be in the history books. People will talk about him, but he won't matter. We'll be fighting another good fight for America. At least I will. I'll be 56 years old, but I'll be fighting and supporting another candidate. You know, so this changes every 4 years. Right now, we are on the brink of a major change in our country, and we have to fight. I mean, and I'm not talking about physically, but we got to resist. We can't allow them to cancel us. We can't allow them to indoctrinate our kids. We got to fight for the principal values of this country. We're fighting. We're literally fighting for our country right now. But that being said, when the fight is over, at some point there has to be unity. You know what I mean? There has to be a point where people accept things. Like, I know a lot of people like Dr. Q, for example, and he's going to disagree with me, but I know a lot of people like Dr. Q, for example, he can't accept the reality that Donald Trump lost the election.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, wait till I finish my statement, then you can go ahead.
I really don't need to. I really don't need
Okay, so there's people like that all over the U.S. that they're just, they're hoping and praying that that QAnon has something up their sleeve, or Donald Trump, forget QAnon, Donald Trump has something up his sleeve, and that he's going to come in here and he's still president. And that's just wishful thinking, because the reality is Joe Biden is our president.
All they got to do is pray for you, because you're still asleep. You're
okay,
not
okay, listen. I'm still right there, I'm still you. in my train of thought. Okay?
I'm sorry.
So the issue is here is that people are hopeful because, look, Donald Trump brought the best out of this country, without a doubt. And I can never say otherwise. Donald Trump is the best president, at least in my lifetime, I think I'm ever going to see. I hope he runs again. I really do. I don't know if he has it in him. I don't even know if he wants it, to be honest with you. With that man's wealth, he doesn't really need it. But he loves this country so much, he may just do it. But things come and go. And sometimes you just have to accept things for what it is and make sure it doesn't happen again and learn from our experiences. I mean, that's it. Q, go ahead. Say your ridiculous statement that you're about to say.
I think I already said what I was going to say. You know, you just, you know, you think it's right in front of you. Like again, for instance, look at Biden fucking getting on the plane. I mean, it's not, number one, it doesn't look like Biden. Number two, everything's freaking cheap junk. No president would ever do that, ever. Have you ever seen Donald Trump on a plane like that? Or
the plane was Air Force One. The plane was Air Force One. The plane wasn't a junk.
It was a make-believe Air Force One, okay? That's what that was. It was not Air Force One. I'm sorry.
Do you realize, you realize the media gets on the plane with Joe Biden, right? You realize that if this was a fake Air Force One, somebody would have leaked it by now. Just saying, Q.
No, they wouldn't. Why? Media holds everything. What are you talking about? It would not. I don't understand what you don't understand. Like,
the I understand that they all went into a plane that's Air Force One. Joe Biden went into Air Force One, and yeah. And that's about it.
Yeah, that was a real 747. That's about it. It wasn't Air Force One. So
listen, man. Today's March 4th. We'll see what happens. We might have to change your name, though. I'm just saying, the Dr. Q legacy might be going down the drain. Okay, so we have a question. Okay, go ahead.
Just because something doesn't happen right away doesn't mean it's not happening, okay?
Are you already trying to start buying time for yourself?
Come on,
not
man.
At all. Since we got cut off yesterday because you kept talking,
you're gonna throw that out there so Susan can come in here and email me again?
No, I couldn't actually tell the news what's going on. Things that
you're
that
giving
Q news.
I was giving real news. Okay, but go ahead.
Oh, because you say so, right? Because it's not on the fucking media channels like you get them from. I get them from fucking, you know, Intel, and you don't. So the fact is, I'm giving it, and you're saying it's not true because you don't see it on the news? Is that what you're saying?
Listen, I mean, you want me to tell you the last time I turned on the news? You want me to tell you? I don't remember.
You go on the internet, you type in the news. So.
I don't remember the last time I went on the news. I look at local papers. Like, if I find out something's happening, I'll start verifying it through, like, three different local papers. And then throughout the day, I spend the time on my Discord where I have actual articles. Do you know what Discord is?
Yeah, you told me what it is.
Okay, good. Yeah, I had to teach you that. So I get on my Discord and I have people putting in, people like you, QAnon, and then I have people putting in articles. I have subcategories in my Discord where people can actually put in news and articles and I can verify. I'm constantly doing research on what's going on. That's how I was able this weekend to debunk my brother on just a simple conversation we were having. We went into politics. I didn't want to do it, but he kept claiming that I was lying about the whole thing with the Pentagon, and it was true. The reason I had that is because I actually do my research. But anyways, you're wrong, I'm right. So let's just jump to the next. I'm just fucking with you. You're entitled to your opinion, Q. You know that I love you.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, this has been coming up a lot. All right. Have we ever seen John Derman? I mean, really?
No.
Have we ever seen him?
No.
Has he ever been in a video, any kind of video ever? I've never seen him ever.
You're talking about the special counsel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen him. I saw him coming out once during the original, when they hired him. Wait. I saw him coming down once, and that's it. I've never seen him ever since.
Show me that, because I've never seen him. Never.
Dude, he's coming out. He was coming out when they had first made him special counsel. They bombarded him coming out of the courthouse. That was the only time I've ever seen him, or how he looked or anything.
I don't think it was him. So
yeah, it was him because.
How do you know? How do you know?
I mean,
because of the picture you see.
It's not a picture. It's an actual video. But he was coming out of a courthouse. But again,
did he say his name was John Durham?
It was John Durham. Okay.
Okay,
but go on with your train of thought, because
so
it was him.
The point is, it's just I don't think there's a John Durham. I don't think he fucking exists, dude. I'm sorry. You know, I don't know. I think Barr's involved some way somehow.
You still have faith in that man, huh?
Oh yeah. I don't think he's part of that, you know, enemy. Really think he's part of the good guys, and I think that's who John Durham is. Because I've looked for freaking hours, dude, and I find one video of him, not one. And you know me, when I do extensive research, and none.
Well, apparently not enough. So you can have an idea. John Durham, his real name is John Henry Durham. He served in the United States Attorney for District of Connecticut from February 2018 to February of 2021.
Show me a video.
How am I supposed to show it? Can I telepath it to you? I mean, what the fuck? Look it up. It's
right
there.
Send it to my email. Send it to my phone. You don't have one because there is none. Correct?
I can send it to you. I can definitely send it to you. It's on YouTube. But I mean, if you want to verify, just University of Connecticut School of Law, 1972 to 1975. Colgate University, 1968 to 1972.
No. I want to see him.
I'm seeing him.
University of Connecticut?
Yeah, School of Law. And he was a United States District Attorney. He was a District Attorney for the District of Connecticut. So yeah, so ask the people that actually he put him behind bars if he exists or not.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. I don't care about that. I want to see a video of this dude. So you're actually watching him, right? You're saying?
Yeah. You can even YouTube it, and you can actually go and watch recent video of Durham.
I see a bunch of videos showing his face. I don't see any of him talking. So you're telling me you were actually watching him talking?
Not talking. He's walking away. He's walking away from the camera.
Okay, so he's not talking. So I'm telling you right now, he doesn't exist.
I'm telling you right now, the man exists. I mean, the man exists. I don't know what else to tell you.
You know what? Why don't you just put it on your speaker there so I can hear it?
Unfortunately, I can't because it won't reach.
Of course.
I'm being honest. I mean, you can look it up. Look, what I put on YouTube on the search column was watch recent of John Durham. Watch recent videos of John Durham.
All right, so I have about 50 videos here. None of them are showing anything. I'm going through all of them right now. So which video? What does it say? What's the heading?
There's the one of...
The heading of the video, what does it say?
For the love of God, can you give me a... outnumbered... This was uploaded 2 years ago. Outnumbered digs into Durham's Russia probe investigation. You can see him walking out of the building as cameras are...
Why don't you share that to my phone?
Why don't you find it?
Because it's just a pain in the ass.
Okay.
So share it to my phone or share it to my email, whatever you want to do.
Come on, man.
No. I'm going to debunk you with this.
You're not going to debunk me with this because you can't debunk it.
100%.
You can't debunk it. But that being said, we're at 40-something minutes. And I wanted to get to another email that that somebody asked for both of us.
Of course.
Okay. And I'm going to let you go first on this one. This is from Leslie. Her title's Reparations. What is your take on reparations paid to African Americans?
Zero.
I mean, are you going to elaborate?
There's no reason to, okay? Number one, unless you were a slave, okay, unless you went through the BS that stated that happened to a slave, it has nothing to do with just the everyday black Americans that are living now, okay? It's a bunch of bullshit, okay? You actually, I mean, minorities alone have more help than we actually do that are Caucasians, because you're getting 10 points on tests. There's all kinds of things you're getting that we aren't getting. You know, they have black colleges now. I mean, it's discrimination. It's complete discrimination. You know, we don't have just a white college. Okay. So you just don't fall for that BS. Okay. It's the media trying to get your minds, indoctrinate your minds. And they've done it for like, you know, at least what, 3-4 years now, since Obama. That was a whole scheme to indoctrinate everybody, the kids, trying to get to the adults, and they did. I mean, but that's all bullshit. It's complete bullshit. And you know, you and every minority can get whatever you want in life, but you have to strive for it. There's no reason to try to get something for free. Nothing for free is free, okay? It's absolutely not. You will pay for it in one way or another. You might want it now, but I can promise you get it. It will be the worst thing you ever did in your life. You will basically be a slave to the government without you realizing it.
You done there?
Done.
Well, it's very, very, very simple. Okay, very simple. No, I don't believe in reparations. I mean, if we're going to start going down this avenue of reparations, then we got to start with the Native Americans. Then we got to start with the Irish, the Chinese, who build the railroads. Then we have to go as far as going to Africa, where it all began, where the triangle trade began, where Africans were trading off and selling slaves from other tribes to the Spanish and to the Europeans for money. Slavery did not begin in the United States, nor did it end in the United States. There's still slavery around the world. There is still slavery in some countries around the world. And for people to blame, hundreds of years later, people that had nothing to do with slavery, is just ridiculous. Especially when so many white Americans died to free those slaves during the Civil War? Are we going to give reparations to all those troops that fought in the Union to free the blacks during the slavery, during the Civil War? Are we going to give reparations to anybody who was related to Abraham Lincoln for getting shot in the back of the head because he was the president that freed the blacks? This is history. History is nasty. History is beautiful. History teaches us for the future. It makes our future better. We look back and we learn from the experiences of history. If we go back, even into the Bible, what did Moses do? He freed the slaves in Egypt. So, for people to say these ridiculous things, it's just bizarre because it's beyond my my comprehension how people can start trying to redo history or fix history or blame anything on history when history got us to where we're at today. Let's think back 50 years ago how African Americans were treated. Let's go back 60, 70 years ago and see how African Americans are treated compared to what they're treated now. Walk down the street. You can see blacks with homes, with families, multicultural families where a white person's with a black person. The country's changing. We evolve. History is a lesson so we don't make that same mistake again. So I don't think anybody, for example, my family had nothing to do with slavery. Neither did Dr. Q's family, at least not from what the background that he's told me. So how do you break down this reparation? Who pays for it? Because I shouldn't have to pay for reparations. I had nothing to do with that. As a matter of fact, some of my family...
And you'll pay for it.
I mean, some of my family were actually slaves in Cuba. So it begs the question, how do you handle this in the proper way? And what makes people think that anyone deserves to be paying for other people that never even went through this situation? It's a ridiculous concept. It's a concept to try to make the black community more divided against the Republican Party. It's their way of trying to maintain the black vote. It's never going to happen. Reparations are not coming. They're not going to do it. Because the Democrats can care less about the African-American community. We are seeing it right now. They care more about the transgender community than they care about the African-American community. It's a joke. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. Many lives were shed on battlefields, black and white, side by side, fighting the South to abolish slavery. And then we went even further. And then we began to evolve and we began to give voting rights to African Americans. And then we went and we evolved further and we created the Civil Rights Movement. And now everyone is free in this country. Everyone has equal opportunity. I'm not going to argue the fact there's a lot of poverty in black neighborhoods. I understand that. That's why Trump was tackling it the right way. Through opportunity zones, better schooling, school choice. That is how you fix this problem. Not by giving out handouts, but by teaching them, by teaching people on how to better themselves and accomplish what they want to accomplish in this country. Because this country is full of opportunity. It's just whether or not you know how to take advantage of those opportunities. By the way, I'm going to be posting up no, I'm not even going to say this. Q, I was looking at something that was really funny. I was actually seeing your boxing match.
God, no.
Oh, God.
Come on, it's not a boxing match, okay?
It's you getting your ass kicked. It's what it is.
Not at all. It wasn't what you think it is. Number one, I tore my biceps tendon, and that was about a month after you know, I had my surgery. So that was just basically like a warm-up thing. That's all that was.
It was a warm-up of his ass kicking.
Not at all.
So, Q, yesterday, I'm going to give you a full 10 minutes since you say I rudely interrupted you and you couldn't get your news out there.
Exactly.
What was it you wanted to say yesterday? Nefera. Go.
Listen, you jerk off.
Stop reading off the website and what you have.
Well, you know what? Number one, it's an audio, okay? And what it is it's Clapper admitting, Brennan admitting of everything that happened. Basically, you know, he was interrogated and he admitted on everything.
Who?
Did you see that yet?
James Clapper?
Yep.
And where do you have this information from?
It's the audio.
And who was he being interrogated by?
Congress.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Hold on, I'm sending it to you right now.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
You do know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
No, I didn't listen to it in full, but everybody's talking about it. Okay, so, is there anything else?
Well, I mean, Jay, he literally admitted everything.
I mean, listen, we all know this. I mean, he didn't need to admit it. We all know how fucked up this country is right now. And we know how fucked up this government is. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's not even stuff just about him. It's about everybody.
It's interesting. Extremely.
I think this was a closed hearing. Pretty sure it was.
And I want to tell my listeners out there, remember that me and Dr. Q, what we love to do is voicing out your concerns and making your voice be heard on a platform. We want all Americans to be heard and their frustrations or whatever they're going through in life, even if it's personal stuff and you don't want me to, you can specifically tell me not to mention your name. If you want to talk about personal stuff, I've been through everything in my life. And I just want to be supportive towards all my fellow Republicans out there, and I want to be your voice. I want to be able to express what you're feeling, your frustrations, what you want to say, and you just don't have a platform to say it on. I'll be your platform. So if you ever want to send Q or me an email, Dr. Q's email is drdoctorq@ therepublicannation.com, and mine is Jace, Jase, @therepublicannation.com. That being said, I appreciate all the support you guys have been showing. Apparently, I've been getting purchases of stickers left and right on that Wrecking Ball Joe, the Wrecking Ball Joe challenge, which is basically buying the stickers and putting them at gas pumps. It seems to be going somewhere. People keep sending me videos. It's pretty funny. If you guys want to show some love and support and get some cool Republican Nation gear, you could go to the RepublicanNation.store, not .com/store. So it's therepublicannation.store, www.therepublicannation.store. That being said, Dr. Q, do you have any closing statements?
Yeah, there's just a lot of things going on. Okay. A lot of trafficking, arrest everywhere. I mean, I can give you a list right now, and it's just like there's like 20 of them, you know, from all over the country. So, I mean, shit is going down big time, okay? You just don't hear it on the news, any kind of media, and you won't because they don't want you knowing. And I'm just telling you right now that, you know, shit is going down, and, you know, I totally believe between now and the 6th, we're definitely going to have some serious news with Donald Trump. So,
Nefera. Okay, so I will end my opening statement with have faith in God above, have faith in the good Republicans that we have in the Senate, have faith in Donald Trump, have faith in the American people. We will get through this together, and we will continue to fight the good fight. God bless you, God bless your families, and God bless this beautiful country we call America.
America great again.